Hello, my name is Lucy. Reach Department of Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency,
Hi.
please hang up and dial 911. If not, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Actually, no. I'm calling in regards. They transferred me to you, my primary care doctor. Anyway, gave me this number to find out where will I be in line for the vaccine. I'm a high-risk patient, and I'm an essential worker.
Okay, give me one moment. You said you were a healthcare worker.
Yes. I work for a dental office, and I'm a high risk as well because I have heart failure. And they gave me like the runaround. I called my cardiologist, then I called my primary doctor. My primary doctor did the health department, and the health department gave me your number because of something about the primary doctor doesn't have the manpower or to store the vaccine in a particular temperature, which I'm aware of.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Oh, let's see here. Okay, the extension workers are considered very high risk, and in the, let's see. Would that be considered 1A? 1B?
Okay.
Let's see. That'll be in the 1B target population, and the vaccine arrival in Alabama is coming in drips. Therefore, we don't have a definite timeline. But we will be reaching out to you through different media channels to provide more specific information once more vaccine arrives in the states. And we have vaccinated the very, very high-risk providers and staff working directly with the COVID patients first.
Right. I got that. So you're saying that you don't know and I'm on a 1B tier?
From the looks of it, per CDC, yes, ma'am.
And the next dosage is supposed to be coming when?
After the first phase is over, which was 1A, regarding the frontline healthcare worker dealing directly with the COVID patients.
Right, but I'm saying, so you guys don't know when a next wave or next set of the vaccine will be coming in?
No, ma'am. They haven't provided us with an indefinite date. They have not.
Okay. And so when that, so just listen to the news or just call back.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you're saying? And when
I
that
can
does,
also provide you with their web address too, because they're clearly updating the website as well.
Okay. Yeah, I can get the website. Okay. I'm ready.
www.alabamapublichealth.gov.
Okay.
/COVID-19.
Okay.
/access, ASSETS.
ASSETS?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for contacting the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great rest of your holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.